Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I want to take a quick moment to thank you for being freaking amazing. You share the show, you give us all sorts of good reviews. You're on iTunes, you're in the Facebook group, you're on Facebook. You guys are amazing. We love you. The show exists and grows only to serve you. As soon as you stop having a need for me, I promise I will go away. That said, today we are chatting with my friend Christina Jocelyn from Your Happy House Cleaners. Your Happy House Cleaners has been serving the Nashville, Tennessee area for just under a year and has already hired her first three employees. If you want to reach out to Christina and her team, you can get a hold of her at www.yourhappyhousecleaner.com. Christina, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, all right, Clean Nation, I got to tell you, there's like four reasons I'm excited to have Christina on the show. One, she is one of my Accelerator members, and there's only not even 30 of you guys or gals or folks, I should say. So I kind of know, like, and trust all these people. And anytime I get the opportunity to have them on the show, I love it. Two, I think you might be the first female who's like, yeah, I don't care. Let's do video. And I love video because you can look at me. I can look at you. People can see like who you are. And she was so cool. She's like, I just got done cleaning. I'm on my iPad. I don't care. You're going to be looking at my nose at some funky angle. She's just like, let's do this thing. So kudos for being my Accelerator friend, and kudos for being like, video? Heck yeah, we're going to video.
Well, I figure we're talking to a bunch of cleaners, so if they can't handle me looking like a mess, then maybe I'm in the wrong business.
Reach it, sister. So of course, I always want to hear, so first of all, I love the accent. Anytime I get anyone from the South, I'm like, oh, it's good. Or UK. I love the English accent and the Southern accent. So win and double win. Tell me about you. Tell Cleaning Nation about you. Are you married? You got kids? How'd you get in the cleaning business? How'd you end up in Nashville? What's shaking in your life?
Well, I grew up around Nashville. I joined the Army. I was in the Army for 7 years. Met my husband.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I worked on helicopters.
Navigation, what'd you do? Like radar, mechanics, or what do you mean worked on?
Computers, the navigation, the cockpit, radar.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's pretty baller. I like that. Did you go to school for that, or did you just like pretend you knew and they let you in? How's that work out?
Well, they sent me to school for that, so.
All right. And does that pay any? I know the Army's not great pay, but like helicopter technician, that sounds like you might make a couple bucks. Is that any good at all?
Yeah, it was pretty good. And I could have got a really good job when I got out, but I'm a people person. And I'm not a helicopter person. No. I didn't like changing wires and changing computers. No.
Their loss is our gain, sister. Keep going.
So after we had my daughter, I got out, and my husband just got out last year, and we moved back to where I am from. And I was looking for a job that I could raise my kids with, and I couldn't find one that fit my schedule, so I made one.
I'm getting to become more of a Christina fan by the moment. You are so freaking cool. You're like, hey, there was no jobs out there. I was making good money at the Army, but nuts to that. I wanted to do this, so here I. This is my life now. Oh, how dare you!
That was my husband asking how the podcast went.
Oh crap! Well, go ahead and pick it up. Tell him we'll wait. That would actually be awesome. I've never had someone on the. If he calls back, you pick it up and you tell him how the podcast is going on air, and that will be fantastic. So if he calls back, you pick it up. Deal?
Okay, that's the deal. All right. I'm just impressed that he remembered Tom, so he can
drive. Well, he was close. He's Yeah. Yeah, good on him. He's a keeper. I like that guy. God bless it. I was going to say something. Oh, and I got to tell you, I'm so impressed. You said that since you've been listening to the podcast, you've already tripled your business. And again, you're little, so tripling isn't as big a deal. How long has that been? Tell us, because anytime, again, I don't want to always be, wait, is he calling?
No.
Oh, you're looking down. I'm like, oh, we have it? Okay. Tell us a little bit about that story for the folks out there that are just at their beginning. Like, man, I want to have three employees in 9 months. That's a pretty good start.
Well, I just cleaned over the year I was going to college, actually, for business psychology. And I was getting really, really stressed because working and trying to go to college was stressful. And I realized I wasn't getting the value out of that education anymore. And I'm all about education, and I loved it. But I felt like I needed to move beyond just sitting there and reading books and drinking coffee and listening to teachers. So I found you and your the Accelerator group. And I was like, I'd rather invest my money in something that I feel like would help me grow. And oh boy, it did. Because I started, and I think the end of May, I'm on my third, I just got my third month.
Well, we're recording just for people, because again, people hear this years in the future. This is August 4th, 2017. We're recording. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, sorry. So yeah, August. So it's been, I'm on my third month. And when I started off, I wasn't making a whole lot, and I only had a handful of clients. And I've I've tripled since then. And it's been, I'm actually having to slow down just a tad because I think I'm fixing to almost start screwing some up if I don't.
Man, you are making my whole day. Chris, people like Christina are exactly why I do this. Sorry, I didn't mean to have this turn into a big commercial. I just get so excited when I hear people growing and I want to share your story with everybody. Maybe we'll do a case study with you and do a full like story share. But I don't want to cheat you on this one. You came on the show not to give a case study, but to get some help. What's going on in your world? How can I help you today?
So I had signed up for Home Advisor and some other marketing things to help me, and it helped a lot. However, it's not helping me. I'm too spread out, and it's not helping me hone in on who I'm actually trying to market to. So I know that I need to kind of, I need to target better. And so I wanted to try the email marketing, and I haven't been doing anything with emails. So I don't really know where to start with that. And like with this industry, like I know you got to be able to provide value to your customers. So what kind of things are they looking for that can help me figure out or help me bring in the people that I want to work with?
Okay. So I heard two questions and I'll kind of hit on both. First was the Home Advisor thing, which I've got feelings for and against those folks in terms of they can actually help you grow your business, but a lot of times they're not going to bring you the best quality customer. So I like that you're doing it the way I would like to see it, which is using kind of at the beginning and then you wean yourself off. So just for everyone listening, go to Home Advisor, should I try it? There's some risks to it. Again, sometimes the caliber of customers isn't great. But if you're starting, that's a good, it can be one of your good strategies. The only thing I don't like hearing is people like, oh, I grow my whole business off of referrals, or my whole business off of Yelp, or my whole business off of anything is no good. So ideally, what I hope you're saying is, hey, I'm still going to use Home Advisor. I'm just going to be a little more particular about which jobs I accept from them. I'm not going to take jobs 30 miles out. I'm just going to take jobs 10 miles out. And I'm going to add some other client attraction methods. So to make sure I've got plenty of leads. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah. I've kept Home Advisor. I've just lowered it down to where I'm only accepting a couple leads. And then I want to try to find other areas because I have gotten some really good people off of there, but it's not as frequent as they make it sound like when you first sign up.
Well, everything depends, but even if they were the best thing ever since sliced bread and they work like gangbusters, we're not looking for one place. That's the worst number. You need five ways to get one client, not one way to get five clients. Right? Or five ways to get five clients, not one way to get five clients. Yeah. All right. That said, just that foundation for Clean Nation, let's talk a little bit about email marketing. So first and foremost is the list, right? Who are you going to email, right? We're not just going to email. There's lots of people out there that can tell you how to buy a list and email strangers, and that's not my bag. So we're not going to talk about a ton of that today. Do you have a list of people to email?
I have my clients, and then I do some events like home events and stuff, and I've gotten some lists from that. And that's, so I know I definitely want to email my clients. So I love all my clients.
Okay.
And,
do you have any ongoing ways to build your list or collect names or email addresses, I should say? Not currently. Okay. So first and foremost, that's the step, because I'm going to answer your question about how to email to your list, but I'd rather spend more time on how to build your list from 41 or however many it is to 4,000 than how to leverage those 41, right? You send out an email to a couple thousand people, you're going to get some responses, even if it's an average email. You send a fantastic email to 40 people, not so much. So first and foremost, I guess what I want to tell for you and Cleaning Nation is start getting a way to consistently build your list. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, there's like a 1 or 2 minute video that I give a bunch of value. And then if you give me your email address, I will email you the link I don't know how the technology works, but you'll have access to this 20-minute video that walks over 5 shifts you have to make to have a successful business. It's a great video, costs you nothing. It's just a ton of value. And now I've got your email address, and I'm going to, over the next month or so, email you every couple of days, just trying to give you more value, having case studies like Jocelyn's. Christine's got two first names, so I get confused easy. Just give you a lot of emails with value. So that's how I build mine. If you have a couple thousand people to your website, you can get a couple hundred to sign up for your list. And over a year, you'd have a couple thousand people on your email list. So that's probably the first and foremost thing I would recommend is find something of value you can give to your customers for free in exchange for their email address. We call that a lead magnet. It could be 7 things you must know before you invite a cleaner into your house, 26 ways your house can make your kids sick, 5 ways that your cleaner can ruin your life. Just
7 ways to make your home a little happier?
if you happen to have a cool name like Your Happy House Cleaner, yes, 7 ways to make your home a little happier. And if you're like, well, how do I know what my lead magnet is? Ask your clients, ask your perfect prospects what they're interested in, what they want to talk about, and what, and make it valuable, right? Ideally, that 20-minute video that I do when you opt in for my lead magnet, I'd like to think I could charge $100 for that. And people would be like, this is so good, I'd pay it. It's well worth it. And I give that for free. So people go, if this is what it's like working with this guy for free, imagine if I was his customer. We want the same thing with you, where you've got this community you're building and this, wow, Christina and your Happy House Cleaner community is so appealing. I'm really just a part of their email list. I'm not even, you know, in their community. Imagine what it would be if I was a customer. Like, I bet you'd be fantastic. That's what we're going for. So first and foremost, have an automated way to build leads. I love that you have done, sounds like you did a couple home shows or trade shows. You got emails from there. Obviously, you got your customers. So the last piece of the puzzle is let's start collecting them on your website. All right, that said, you're like, great. Now if I've got my list, what do I do? Tons and tons of stuff. First and foremost, surveys are great. Ask them what they want. Hey, you're on my list. You're part of the Happy House Cleaner family now, and I want to make you, or maybe even shorten it, Happy Family, right? My name is Cleaning Nation. So you might have a survey. What is it that you want? What is it that you hate? What would you do? What would your cleaner have to do to get you to fire them immediately? What would I have to do to get to charge you double and have you love me? What would I have to do for you to refer me 20 friends? Like, have fun with it, right? Are you Game of Thrones versus Star Wars? Like, what do you pick anything just to engage? So surveys are always great. People like having fun. And the fact that you laughed, it shows that that's probably something your audience would laugh at and have some fun stuff in there. So that's the first thing, is surveys and interaction. You can also, and then give the results to the survey, right? Like, then you could, so that would be one email. A week later, you could email back. Just so you know, this is your biggest pain, right? You're this. That's that. The other thing you could talk about is, so that's surveys, getting information and engaging. And any sort of taking them, you want to bounce them around so they connect with you in as many ways as possible. So with me, we've got a Facebook group. I've got a Facebook page. We've got our YouTube channel. We've got the Accelerator community. We've got the podcast that a lot of people are listening to now. I might tell them, hey, you might email them and say, hey, did you know, here's all the ways you can access us. Here's all the ways that you can get to be part of the community. That's something you can email them. I'm a huge fan of case studies. I'll try to put a link in. I think it's growmycleancompany.com/case-studies or case-studies, not sure. But once a month, I will have one of my clients on and just say, what was your life like before we met? And what made you reach out? What pain did you have? And what made you start looking, and how did you find me? What was that like, right? Was it scary signing up for a cleaning service, you know, or firing your, you know, what was that transition? Was it hard? How did you go through that? And how is your life better or different now? And you might take 20 or 30 minutes and do that with one or more of your clients, one a month even. And then you could share that case study with your list, right? Because that's interesting. If you say a testimonial, hey, Christina, come on and tell everyone how smart I am. No one's interested in that. But if we tell your story of, and I'll just use our relationship of, yeah, I was started and I didn't know what I was doing and I was scared and I found this little community and I got the accelerators and it was awesome and I was scared because it was kind of a lot of money, but I did it. Now it's been great. And here's how my life's different. And here's what I did. People are interested in that story that are like, oh, I'm in Christina's spot and I want to be where she's at. Same with the transformation you take your customers at, right? Like, I have a cleaner and I'm not really happy with her or them, but I'm afraid to fire them, right? And if you take a customer through that and she says, oh, I was afraid, but Christina gave me all the tools that I need and my life's so much better and my kids aren't this and the, you know, allergies have gone down and the dogs are happier and, you know, my husband's, everyone's happy. If I'm at the beginning stage of that and I'm kind of afraid to make a transition, I hear someone else's story about how they made that transition, how their life's so much better. A, that gives a ton of value to me, right? And B, I'm much more likely to make that change with you. So case studies are a fantastic way to communicate with your audience. Third is just regular content, right? You can do internet research or if you have something you're special, you know, I don't know that I share a lot about how to maintain helicopters, but you could try, you know, maybe they like that. You could do, if you notice a lot of your customers are moms, right? Here's how to spend more time with your kids. Here's how to save time. Here's how to stop doing this and start doing this. Here's how to raise healthier kids, happier husbands, happier pets, happier. Here's how to get some mom time. That's the kind of content, right? A lot of cleaners think 27 ways to scour your tub are like, yeah, okay, you can throw a little of that in there, but they want to hire you. You're the solution, not them doing it. So it'd be more like, here's how to get more free time with your kids. Here's how to get the result that you would hire me for. without saying hire me. So that kind of content can be really good. And then the last thing, which you got to go really easy on, really like 1 in 10 emails, maybe 1 in 8, is a promotion. If you sign up now, we'll give you a free this. Or if you give us a referral, we'll get that. Or asking for something in return. Just make sure you give 10 pieces of value before you ask for one favor in return. And even when you do ask for a favor in return, make it about them, right? Like if you're like, hey, it's November. Is a Thanksgiving. I want to put everyone on my list gets a free this or an upgraded that or whatever. So you, even when you are making them an offer, make it so it benefits them and they're interested as opposed to, hey, if you give us a referral, we're going to give you a free cleaning because we want to say thank you, how much we love you or how much we appreciate you. In February, you go, will you be our Valentine's and give us a free this? And so you always, that's another thing you want to do is a lot of times you want to keep in, you want to enter the conversation that's already going on in their mind. So like during the election, that was huge, right? It was all Trump and Hillary. Now it's even a lot of Trump, good or bad, it's out there. So you want to, that would be something you want to enter into. Same works with holidays, right? Around Christmas, we're thinking about Christmas. So you want to say, hey, here's my present to you. When it's April, you might say it's time for spring cleaning, right? They're already kind of having these, or back to school in August or July, you know, whenever your kids go back to school, September. So you kind of want to enter into the conversation that's already happening in their mind. Okay, that's enough. I don't know how long we've been going, but that's a lot. Any other questions or thoughts on that before we hit the lightning round? I could go on and on, but I want to give you a few things that you actually implement as opposed to 100 that overwhelm.
No, that was really good. I like that case study idea. I like that sounds, that could be really cool.
It is so much fun. I love doing case studies.
I have some that I think would be willing to do like a video kind of.
That's just like this. Just everyone listening on the podcast, we're using something called Zoom. Natalie sets it up for me. I have no idea. I think it's free. Maybe we pay. I don't know. If we pay, it's cheap. If it's free, it's free. So if you like this, if you're on the podcast, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't see either of you idiots. Go to the YouTube channel, growmycleaningcompany.com/YouTube. Find this video. You'll see what we're doing. You could do this with Zoom. So Christina, you could go to their place, use your camera and video them. That's ideal. If you don't, whoa, easy, earthquake, every safety first. See, again, for you podcast listeners, you have no idea what we're talking about, but Christina just did a little... go to the YouTube channel. You can see what's going on. So yeah, absolutely. Best case scenario is go there together, have an iPhone, do the videoing for you. You know, just literally you can have an iPhone. You can buy a $20 microphone from Amazon that plugs right into your little deal. You can get a little, what's it called? Tripod that has an iPhone connection and just set it up. With a little microphone. That's probably best case. Second best case would be what we're doing here, Zoom. And then I don't say worst case scenario, but your least good would be just doing a phone consultation. You know, we'll do this. Christina, would you like to do a case study? Would you like to be my case study? Not now. We'll do it a different time and I'll link to it. But if you want to do a case study, I'll do one with you.
Yeah, sure. I would love to be a case study.
And then we'll dive deep because I'm sure there's a bunch of people going, she went from 0 to 3 employees and tripled in 9 months. How did she do that? Well, cliffhanger. Tune into the case study when we do it and I will tell you exactly how, Christina will tell you exactly how she did it and I will just listen and share that. See how that's something my audience would love. So I'll send that to my email list and they'll all hopefully get some value and go, wow, I want to be like Christina. I want to do that. And some of them are going to go, well, crap, Christina used Mike as a coach and she's getting good results. I should use Mike as a coach, but I'm not. That's not the point of the case study, right? They kind of figure that out on their own. The case study is all about you. Cool? All right, I'm going to shut up, I promise. Let's do the lightning round and show your notes. Christina cheated. She told me in advance that she... these are prepared statements, people. Don't think like she's, you know, off the cuff, this awesome. She's prepared. Question number one. What's the best piece of advice you've ever... Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you new questions. I'm going to make up new ones right on the spot. I wish I could help. Maybe I'm a case study you could share it. We're going different. This is the first ever lightning round where I'm just going totally off the rails. What is the best way you've, what's the most creative way you found to hire an employee?
You're fired.
I got the microphone and the record button, sister. You have no power over me.
Well, honestly, I got mine from Facebook. I put an ad out and I did what you taught us in the group. And I put my core values out there. I didn't say anything. Probably should have got a little bit more specific on a couple things I was looking for, but I put it just my core values actually. And I got a whole bunch of response from that. And a bunch of people are actually excited to work with me. So we'll see how it turns out. It's my first month. So, but
And you already have 3 employees. That's fantastic. That's awesome. All right. And again, maybe we'll talk more about that in the case study. I'll link to it if you want to check in. We'll see. Now I have to make sure we do the case study before I release this podcast so we can put them together and people aren't like, where's the freaking case study? Because full disclosure, we have not done the case study. It was literally, I just decided to invite her 12 minutes ago. So that's coming, people. All right. Question number 2.
You can't ask somebody who's been in psychology for 4 years if they want to be a part of a case study. That's like vacation for me. That's exciting.
Oh, great. No, she's going to turn around and like mess with my mind. I don't like that. All right. I'm going to prepare doubly for you so you can't get
especially
in there.
Especially after I am. You bet it.
Oh, and we're not done. I got 2 more questions I'm going to make up that you're going to have to answer on the cuff. Question number 2. What's the most embarrassing cleaning story you've had in the 9 months you've been doing it, for you or a customer or an employee? Just the weirdest story. You're like, oh my gosh, I would never want to share this in front of thousands of people. Go.
Oh my goodness. I don't know.
Oh, stop it.
The most embarrassing cleaning for me was in the Army. We used to have to burn poop. So I figured.
That's embarrassing.
It is, isn't it? And so, you know, I really want
to. I don't know if it's embarrassing as much as just like, smelly.
I almost fell in. That was embarrassing.
That would be, and falling in would be embarrassing.
Yeah, that would be. So,
all right, what's the one?
But I figured once I did that, then anything that I can encounter at somebody's house isn't going to be that bad. And so far, it hasn't been that bad. So I guess I don't really have anything super embarrassing yet. I've had some amazing clients and I work with amazing people, and I'm generally pretty happy about it so far.
Yeah, once you've fallen into a vat of human fecal matter, it's pretty hard to go down from that. That's you're pretty safe at going, my day will only get better today.
It will. And do you know fun story that goes along with that? I had somebody had sent me a care package with those little Dove chocolates, you know, that have the little sayings on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I had taken them with me when I was on that duty, and when I almost fell in, I was like, okay, I need some chocolate. So I opened it up and my little chocolate said, promise yourself more moments like these. And I said, no.
No, promise but, less.
Yes, but I remember it. And so now whenever I leave little Dove chocolates for all my people, whenever I leave their house with the little checklist.
So I like the Dove chocolates, but I got to tell you, if I just been in close proximity to human poo, I think I'm good on chocolate for a good like 48 hours. The fact that you're like, chocolate up.
You're not a girl.
No, chocolate I am not.
Makes you feel better. Makes you happy.
I don't know. I've never thought about it. It makes me feel like me.
Yeah. See, you're not a girl. Chocolate. No. Coffee. That makes a day good.
All right. Last question. What are you going to tell your husband when he calls back and says, how did the podcast go?
Well, now he's part of it. he's getting brownie points for that because the simple fact that he remembered when I was supposed to do it and he called to check on it. I mean, that's brownie points right there.
That is pretty sweet. That's a good, Cleaning Nation, what's your husband's first name?
James.
Cleaning Nation, let's all send a little love out to James. Make sure, go to yourhappyhousecleaner.com. And if there's a way to contact us, just send in like, hey, we love James. We want more of James. Keep James. James is the best. You know, these sorts of messages to let her know that Cleaning Nation supports her. All right, Jocelyn, thank you for joining us. Thank you for putting up with my absolute nonsense. I can't wait to do the case study for you. Cleaning Nation, if you want the links to her website, to the case study, to all the nonsense that we talked about here, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.